is okay, the one
that yeah. in order. Like, no citizens' comments. Minutes are fine. Are you good with them, Glenn?
Mm-hmm.
All
right. He's got to work.
Okay. Right, so we're going to do
the okay, I got you.
New business, Admin 2024-45 budget report for October.
There wasn't anything on there that I thought was noteworthy. Sales taxes are still kind of tracking around where that was expected. I am in the process of doing restaurant analysis just to give you guys an idea of kind of what the restaurants have been through the past few years, just on a, you know, group basis.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, I'll have my projection, you know, finalized here hopefully by next month.
Admin 2024-46, Treasury Report.
For the month ended October 31st, 2024, beginning fund balance of $33,399,009, year-to-date revenues of $29,945,038, year-to-date expenses of $27,568, for a projected ending fund balance of $36,343,480.
Questions? Admin 2024-47, cash statement for September 2024.
Just informational item as always. I have the city's cash balances on the first page and our investment balances on the second.
I'm pretty good with that.
Mm-hmm.
Admin 2024-48, review of invoices between $5,000 and $25,000.
This is a rehash of invoices between $5,000 and $25,000. You've already seen these invoices as part of the October 22nd and November 12th bill runs. So, are there any questions? Happy to answer.
I'm good.
I'm good.
All right, MN 2024-49, website reports for October.
The report is in your packet. We are tracking our website visits to the 1,000 with what we were at October last year. Facebook is doing their analytics a little bit different. So now we can only see the highest viewed posts reach rather than the comments, clicks, etc. So that's a little bit different in the second page. But other than that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Did you get a lot of hits when they announced Costco?
You know, it was way less than I expected. I haven't looked at the final numbers. WSBY posted it about the same time, and that one took off. So more people were looking at that one. So I had anticipated that the post would be the highest ever based on Chipotle, which was 2 years ago or
two years ago.
Yeah, and we announced that. That was our highest Facebook post ever, mm-hmm. and it had to have been 10 or 20 times
the hard part. And the PD posted about a minute later of that track.
Yes.
So I think that drew a lot away from, which was terrible, you know, so. Yeah.
Right, and it was really the worst kept secret in the town.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Although there was a lot of people had, I mean, some of the ones that did, I was reading some of the comments.
I was surprised on everybody that we made happy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some I was surprised.
I know who you're talking about.
Admin 2024-50, 2025 liability insurance renewal.
So we have our annual liability insurance renewal. Last year we did well. It was about a 6% renewal when a lot of Alliance clients were seeing double digits. Well, unfortunately, this year, not so great. Looking at a 21.7 increase in liability insurance. There's really only two major players in the market, both of which Alliance asked for proposals. Glatfelter came back at $384,000, which is a 21.7 increase. The ICRMT, which is the Illinois County Risk Management Trust, came back at 422, so they were almost at 30% over where we currently are. You know, there's just a lot of systemic risks in the municipal insurance market in general. You know, civil unrest, heightened liability pressures from judgments, but also there's a lot of Yorksville-specific factors that kind of contributed to the increase as well. You know, as I'll summarize here in the second page of the memo, talking about our adverse five-year claim history, our property and equipment value increases as we've been buying, you know, new pieces of equipment over the last several years, and also just the city getting larger in general with the payroll and fleet expansion. So unfortunately, it kind of is what it is. Our current insurance expires December 31st of 2024, so we're hoping to get this approved at the next council meeting.
Any questions? Kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Number 7, Edmund 2024-51, bond abatement ordinances A through F.
So we have six bond abatement ordinances here, the 2015A, 2014 from out of the Countryside TIF, the 2014A out of Citywide Capital, the 2021 bond, which was for the new City Hall that we're in now, out of Building and Grounds, and then the 22 bond, which was a refunding of the 2011 out of Sewer, along with additional money for this new City Hall, and then the 2023A bond, which we recently issued for water replacement. So this is the ninth year in a row that we will fully abate all of our debt, meaning it will not go on the property taxes, which is certainly a good thing. So happy to answer any questions.
All right, good. Admin 2024-52, Special Service Area Abatement Ordinances, A through E.
All right, the abatements continue. These abatements actually focus on the city's non-committal debt, meaning that we're responsible for administrating it through the levy and things like that, but it doesn't show as a liability on our balance sheet. So we have the usual six special service areas throughout town. Nothing really unusual to report. They all have their 1.5, the 2%, which is pretty typical increase in the per parcel amount, depending if it's single family or duplex. The big story this year, though, is SSA 2004-107, which is Raintree Village 2. Those numbers have declined sharply by about 30% over the prior year, and that stems from the bond refunding that we did this past March. So depending if you have a townhome, duplex, or single family, you'll see your year-over-year parcel amounts drop anywhere from $823 to $569. So that's certainly a good story.
Questions on that one? Amendment 2024-53, ordinance for abatement levy and assessment of taxes for fiscal year beginning May 2025 and ending April 30, 2026.
So this is for the Fox Hill special service area. As you may recall, we initially went through a 10-year payback period, which actually got paid back early. The fund balance is negative. I actually paid that back earlier than we anticipated, but that 10-year buyback was supposed to end, or payback, excuse me, was supposed to end this current year in FY25. We got there ahead of time, which is great. The good news is with this, I believe since fiscal year 16, the state had taken down a sign and given us $22,000 that we've been holding in fund balance every year. We've been hoping to put up a new sign, but there's some issues with IDOT, so apparently those have been resolved. So Eric tells me that in FY26, we will put up a new sign in that subdivision, so that'll be done. Pretty much, it's pretty straightforward with this SSA, keeping the levy flat at $24,000 for the remaining future, as you can see for the FY26 through FY30 projection. And that should be enough to take care of the annual trail maintenance, the tree trimming and replacement, the mowing and landscape, in addition to the periodic crack filling and sealing that they do for the trails out there, which happens approximately once every 5 years.
All right, Amendment 2024-54, ordinance for amendment levy assessment taxes for fiscal year 2025, Sunflower Estates.
So looking at the Sunflower SSA, this year, or actually next year, there's going to be a pretty significant increase of about $25,000. Apparently there's a lot of landscaping that needs to be removed from the Boulevard median. There's a replacement of landscaping at both entrances, and there's also tree removal that needs to be done around the pond. So this year, we're proposing just moderate increases for FY26, for FY28. So it'll be $1,000 on the aggregate, which comes to about $8.55 per parcel. So pretty nominal increase all in all. And fund balance will go negative, but again, instead of doing a 10-year payback period, we're suggesting doing a 5-year payback period, so that by 2030, the fund will be made whole, fund balance will go positive, while still having just a minimal amount of, you know, additional revenue put on the back of the residents at $8.55 increase per year through 26 through 28.
Old business, you guys have any additional business?
Nope.
We can call it adjourned.